It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've had a special report on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict focused on the Gaza Strip. Our broadcast partners gave us very important information about what is happening there in the Middle East. This breaking news story is very much concerning to world leaders and those in the Middle East that it could break into an all-out Middle Eastern war. Ken Timmerman helped us understand some of what's happening when we went to Washington, D.C. to talk with him. He talked about ISIS, that is the radical Islamic group that has set up a caliphate there in Syria and Iraq. And he said that ISIS is not ready to support Hamas. They say it's too soon to go into Israel and thus into Jerusalem. Also, a Gulf War redo may be coming into place as Kuwait puts its military on the border with Iraq, and Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki not able to form a government yet. David Dolan, with his Middle East News Update, talked about the situation that's changing moment to moment in Gaza. We can't focus on one thing that's happening within a period of time. Howbeit, the rockets from Iran are being fired into Jerusalem and also into Tel Aviv and as far north as Haifa. This indicates that Iran is playing a role in this activity there with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch. He talked about Fatah's Facebook. Now, Fatah is the political faction of Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority. And on his official Facebook, here's what the message was. One God, one enemy, one homeland, one goal, kill the Jews. That is very disturbing in light of the fact that they supposedly are peace partners with Israel for a coexistence there in the Middle East. David Wilder, he is in Hebron, and his family, his daughter and her husband and family, lived in the area of the Gaza Strip in a Jewish settlement, which was evacuated back in 2005 by the then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. I go into discussion with David about how that has set the stage for what is happening in the Gaza Strip today. Dr. Rob Congdon, he gives us a European Union update. We talked about the European Union. Actually, the only thing they're doing is calling for this fighting to stop, but at the same time, they're blaming Israel for the ongoing conflict. David James came to the broadcast table with us, and we had a discussion on Ramadan. What is it? How does it play a role in the end times? And what does it mean to the Islamic world? Listen to all of these broadcast partners' conversations by going to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you. And by the way, tell a friend about all of these conversations. They will be informed as well if they will go and listen to them. This special report on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is needed to help inform you with the truth as to what is happening. Before I get to the Bible, let me give you some very important facts. First, this entire conflict started when Hamas started firing rockets at the Jewish state of Israel. The rockets have been supplied by Iran. That means another player is involved in this conflict. And these rockets are long-range rockets capable of reaching Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and even as far north as Haifa. Even ISIS, that's the organization who has established a caliphate there in Syria and Iraq, when asked for support from Hamas, they said, no, we're not giving support right now. It is too soon. We'll go into Jerusalem when the time is right. By the way, the conflict could come to an end right now. All that Hamas has to do is stop firing the rockets at Israel. Well, that's what's happening presently. Let's go back in history to Genesis chapter 25. That is the record of the birth of twin boys, Jacob and Esau. These twin boys, while in their mother's womb, they started to struggle. The Lord told Rebekah, their mother, that there were two nations in her womb, two manner of people, and they would have conflict throughout the ages. Jacob was born. He became the Jewish people. Esau became the Palestinian people. You can trace this, by the way, through your Bible, the history of the descendants of Esau, the Edomites, or the Palestinian people today. Esau was the grandfather of Amalek, and you know the story between the Israelites and the Amalekites, how they fought almost to the death in biblical times. King Saul was told to destroy all of the Amalekites. That's 1 Samuel chapter 15. I had an Israeli Defense Force general tell me the problem today is because King Saul was disobedient. He did not destroy the Amalekites, who happen to be the Palestinian people of today. The book of Malachi, chapter 1, talks about these people, the Edomites, the Palestinians, returning, and they will rebuild. Well, the Bible says the Lord said, yes, you'll return. You may put up your borders, but I'll call your borders the borders of wickedness, and I'll have indignation against you forever. When you go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, it talks about Mount Seir and them receiving great judgment because of their activities. It says in verse 5 of Ezekiel 35, they're going to kill the Jews. Verse 10 says they will then take their land. By the way, Mount Seir is where Esau was sent to live back in Genesis chapter 36. The little prophetic book of Obadiah has the Palestinian end time scenario. It says that when Jesus Christ returns, he will give the Jewish people their possessions as he has promised. And then at that time, he's going to wipe out the Palestinian people. In fact, he uses figurative speech to make the statement that the Jewish people will become the fire, the flame, and the Palestinian people, the kindling, that will be burned up. And they will be burned up or destroyed as if they had never been, according to the book of Obadiah. But also Jeremiah chapter 49 and verse 18 says the exact same thing. Now, we're not making these statements because of a hatred for the Palestinian people. We're making the statements because God's word said it will happen, and indeed it will happen. What we're reporting on this broadcast today, what's happening in the Gaza Strip in Israel, is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But before Jesus Christ comes back and destroys the Palestinian people. In fact, 7 years before that, Jesus will shout, the archangel will shout, the trump of God will sound, and those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to meet him in the air at the rapture of the church. And having reported all that we've reported today on this broadcast, the rapture of the church could happen actually at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.